Okay, we're on Chafei on the Aleph, Omer of Yehuda. It's about halfway down. Omer of Yehuda, Sotek Tsoa Sura, Sotek Yeraglai Mutarin. There's a doubt by Tsoa, so then it's Osir, and by Meiraglayim, it's Mutar. Ikedi Amri, Omer of Yehuda, Sotek Tsoa Bebayis Mutaris, it's Sotek, whether there's Tsoa or not. In the house, then it's mutter, because usually there's no tzoa in the house. Ba'ashba asura, but in a place where there usually is tzoa, if you're not sure if there's tzoa or not, you're not allowed to doubt. Sofik meiraglayim afilu ba'ashba nami butarim. But in an ashba, if you're not sure if there's meiraglayim or not, you can doubt. Sober lo kihodur av habenuna. Why, what's the reasoning behind this? Why is there a difference between if you're mesupik, if there's tzoa, or if you mesupik of this meraglayim, the Omer of Hamanuna lo osra Torah le keneged omud bilvad. Right, by meraglayim, the only isser is where actually the urine is coming out of the person's body directly, and while it's coming out, that's when it's osra to daven. But once it's out of the body, it's on the ground, it's not osra minat Torah. Rabbi Yonasan romi ksi v'yati elecho michutz lamachane v'yotzosa shomachutz. Right, one pasuk says that you should have a place outside the camp, and when you have to go to the bathroom, you go out there. Another place it says that you have to cover what you excrete. Hoketzah, right? One mashma, you have to go completely out of the place, and the other one, covering is enough. Ketzad kan bigdolim kan bigtanim, right? By tsoa, that's osur min haTorah. What's it called? You have to completely get out of the place. And by ktanim, it's a different story. Al mktanim lo osur Torah lekineged amud bilvad. Well, only if it's mamish coming out of the body at that time, that's when meiraglayim is osur. Once it's out of the body, it's on the ground or whatever, that's good enough. Hanofel le'ara shori. Once it falls to the ground, it's okay. And the Rabbanan asked meraglayim after it's already out of the body. So the Rabbanan only made their gzeira when it's sure that there's meraglayim, not when you're in doubt. Okay, Rashi. V'bayis mutter, de'ein derech laniach tzo v'bayis. It's not usual to have tzo around the house, and therefore if you're not sure if there's tzo or not, you can doubt. Lo osra Torah, v'nei raglayim, likros, ele keneged omud hakiluach bilvad. The Torah only prohibited when the nei raglayim is actually coming out of the body, and it forms like a pillar between your body and the ground. V'yotza shomachutz, lo etzrichu kisa, v'ksi v'chisisa. Here is mashma that as long as you are out of the range of the thing that's osur, that's okay. You don't have to cover it up. And here it says, mash, you have to cover it up. So Mara says, no, it's a difference between meiraglayim and so on. Okay. Just an aside, I want to bring a raya from here to a shayla, or at least to an answer they want to give that l'chora from this Gemara she can't be. The Rambam holds that Sotik Dioraisa Lechumra is only Lechumra Midrabana. Okay, Min HaTorah, Sotik Dioraisa is only is Lekula. Okay, they ask Lechora if, what's it called? The Rambam holds it, we said, we learned it before, that every Dirabanan is also Dioraisa. So they ask the Chora, if every Durabanan is really Minat Torah because of Lo Sosur, then why is Sofik Durabanan Lekula? Right? Every Durabanan is a Duraisa. So they say that Sofik Durabanan Lekula is because Hey Momru Vehey Momru. The same Rabbanan who told you that the thing is Osir told you that we're only Osiring it if it's for sure, but not if it's Misofik. Okay? So every Sofik Durabanan is Mutter because the Rabbanan said we're only Osiring our thing, the Vadai, not Misofik. Okay, here it's mashma, it's a special din over here. That's not a regular Sofik Rabbanan Lekula, right, like everything, but here, the Ki Gozru B'Rabbanan B'Vadon Avu V'Steken Lo Gozru. Here, the Rabbanan made a special thing that they didn't ask her B'Sofik. But in every other case, the Rabbanan Asr b'sofik too. The only thing is that if there's a suffix, since it's only the Rabbanan, it's Lekula. But really, the Gzeira would apply across the board, except misofik, since it's only the Rabbanan, it's Lekula. Here is a special din that b'sfeikon lo gozru. The difference is, if by a regular suffix, the Rabbanan, it's mutter misofik. Here, if it's a suffix, there's no Isser at all. Right? It's not even Asr misofik, because the Rabbanan only Asr, the Vada. Right? B'sfeikon lo gozru. The Gzeira didn't apply the suffix. So it's mutter mitam vada, not mitam sofik. Okay, in any case. Ubevadon ad kama. How much, when you have for sure meraglai, and it's not coming out of the body. It's already out of the body. So how much is osir? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel calls man shematfichim. As long as it's still moist. V'chein Omer Rav Bar Bar Chanan, it's on the ground, and it's moist, then it's osir mid rabbanan, to read Kriya Shema, to learn whatever in its proximity. As long as it's still moist. The Chenomer Ula, Kozman Shabbat Matfichin. Gineva Mishmei de Rav Omar. Right? Gineva said the name of Rav. Kozman Shereshuma Nikr. No, even if it's not moist, but you can still see the remnant of the Meraglayim. It could even be dry. But you see that there was Meraglayim there, it's still awesome. Rav Yosef, Shorile Mori Lugneva, right? The Rabban Shemeshav Rachmanis on you. That's not true. It can't be that, what's it called, that even if it's dry, and it's just that you could see that there was Merag lying there to begin with, there's a mark left, there's a word, there's
stain.
A stain, oh, that's a good word. There's a stain left, right, that it should be still usher. Hashtat Soa Om Rav Yehuda Marab, Kivan Shekornu Paneha Mutter. By Tzoa, it says, once it gets a crust, it's crusty, it's already mutter. It's already not considered Tzoa anymore. It's dried out Tzoa. So even if it has a crust on it, it's okay. Meiraglaimi, boy, Meiraglaimi, it's only awesome of the Rabbana. Right? If it dried out, surely it should be mutter. Right? So just the fact that there's a stain, right, shouldn't make it awesome. Omerle, but Tzoa is awesome of the Raisa. And still, it's mutter.
Meiraglaimi,
the Vada is only with the Rabbana. If it's out of the body. Omerle Abaya, my chosis to samchus aha, smoke aha. So Abaya said no. Right, you're saying that it's a kavachomer. If tzoa, that's crusty, okay, is mutter. So surely meraglayim that's dry, right, just the stain is left. No, who said that crusty tzoa is mutter? There's another opinion. The Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna, Omer Rav, right? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, okay, this is different than what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. They're both in the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, crusty tzoa is mutter. But Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, tzoa filu kecheres asura. Tzoa, even if it's hard, dried out and hard like earthenware, is still awesome. The hechi domi tzoa kecheres, what's called tzoa kecheres, that's still osir. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kozman Shezorko Ve'inu Nefreches. If you can throw it, and it doesn't crumble, right, then it's not dry enough to be mutter. Right, it's still osir. Okay, you can throw it, doesn't crumble. The Ikad Yamri, Kozman Shegolula Ve'inu Nefreches. You roll it, and it doesn't crumble. Okay? Omar Ravina, Havi Kamina Kameda Rav Yehuda, Midifti. Right, I was once learning in front by Rav Yehuda Midifti, and we saw Tzoa, and the Shaila was, could you learn, could you daven or not? Right, Omar Lis, he said, Ayin, go and check it. E karmu paneha ilo, go see if it's crusty or not. Okay, so obviously he held, like the other opinion in Rav, that it's not that it has to be dried out so much that if you throw it or roll it, it'll crumble. But even if it's just, it has a crust on it, that's another dried out enough not to be considered tzoa. Ikad di amri hachi omerlein. Some say that's not what he said. He didn't say go see if it's crusty. He said ayin imatloy afluye. Go see if it has cracks in it. In other words, that it's already so dry that it's cracking up. It's what's it called? It has cracks from being dry. You see Rashi. Ad kama, Yishu al gabi karka vi yasser. How long does the urine remain on the ground and still remain awesome in the Rabbanim? Surely, Mora, Yim Cholo Ribono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive you, the Vade Sheker Hei Mishmei the Rav. Rav never said such a thing. That what's it called, that it has to be, that even if it's dried out, it's just left a stain, right, that it's still awesome. Hayavesha Nifrecha Si Yosra Min Halecha, right, dried out soa crumbles more than fresh, wet soa. Itavi Amrei Humri. Rashi learns that the second opinion, that if you roll it and it crumbles, as opposed to throwing it and crumbles, is a humra. Afalpishin zorga nifrechas, because it's easier to crumble something when you throw it than when you roll it. Right? It'll crumble faster when it's thrown than when it's rolled. So the first opinion holds that if you throw it and it crumbles, right, then it's already mutter. The second opinion holds no. If you just have to throw it to crumble, that's not mutter. But if you roll it and it crumbles, which normally doesn't crumble as fast, then its taka must be really dry, then it's mutter. There are other Rishonim who learn just the opposite, that the second rolling it crumbles it faster than throwing it. It'll crumble if you roll it faster than if you throw it, and therefore it's the second opinion is a kula. It doesn't have to be so dry that if you throw it, it'll crumble. Even if you roll it and it crumbles, also dry enough to be mutter. Okay, let's go on. That second opinion is the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. Okay, La Halacha. Let's go on. Karmuya. Lashon krum, crust, tila, kolomer gelid ma'at, crusted a little bit. Im mitloy afluya, im yesh bas stokim, if it has cracks in it, stokim yavesha hivashori. If it has cracks, then it's dry enough to be considered mutter. My hadi Allah, let's go back into the Gemara. Omer Avina. Yeah, we had that already, 1 second. My happy Allah. So what lamais? Okay, in the end, what's the halach? How dry does mei raglayim have to be mutter, and how dry does tzoa have to be mutter? Itmar tzoa kecheres, right? If it's tzoa that's dried like earthenware, a meimer omer asura umar zutra omer muteres. A meimer said that at that point it's already mutter, and marzutra said it's asur, and marzutra said it's mutter. Soa, even if it's as dry as earthenware, it's still asur. Meiraglayim calls man shematvichin, and meiraglayim are asur as long as they're still moist. But if they're not moist anymore, then they're mutter. Meisvei meiraglayim calls man shematvichin asurin. Right? We have a brisa that says meiraglayim as long as they're moist are asur. Nivlu o yavshu mutarin, but if they were swallowed up into the earth, right, they sunk into the ground, or they dried up completely, then it's mutter. My love, nivlu dimu yavshu, is not the fact that they settled into the earth is the same thing as they dried up. My yavshu the ein rishum nikar. If it dried up, you know there's no stain. Af nivlu the ein rishum nikar. Same thing. If they weren't dry, but they were. They settled into the earth, they're absorbed into the earth. Also, it's talking where there's no stain. Hori shuman nikar asur, mashma, there'll be a stain, it'll be asur, just like we said before, that just the stain itself makes it asur. Afagav the ematich, and if they're not still moist. Uletameich, Mora says, emar resha, calls man shematvichin huda asur. The resha of this price says it's the opposite. As long as they're moist, it's asur. Mashma, if they're not moist, even if you can still see a stain, it's mutter, right? Hori shuman nikar shari. Elamiho lakalamashramina. You can't be medayik, right? You can't infer from either part of the Mishnah anything because the other part of the Mishnah would contradict it. The first part of the Mishnah says that it has to be moist. The second part says that it has to be, if it's what's it called, it has to be absorbed into the ground. Mashma, that even if it's not moist. But in the beginning, it's mashma dafka moist. So which is it? So the Maisa, from here, we don't know which one is the Iker. Is the Iker the moist
Or is the ikkar that, what's it called, that it's absorbed and you can't see a stain? So we don't know from this braisa. So Mar says, Lema ketanoi. Let's say this itself is a machlokas tanoi. That some hold that you need to be moist, and some hold that even if it's not moist, but it's still, there's a stain, it's still awesome. Kli shenishbechu mimenu meraglayim, right? If you have urine that was poured onto the ground from a kli, also likros kriyashma kenegdo, right? You're not allowed to read kriyashma kenegdo. Umeraglayim atzman shenishbechu nivlu mutter, right? So the kli we'll see is talking about a what's it called, avichul meraglayim. That kli, what Gemara will speak about later, is a what is it called, a bedpan. Okay, for urine, that kli itself is also to read kriyashma kenegdo. And the urine itself, if it was spilled onto the ground and it was absorbed into the ground, then it's mutter. Lo nivlu asur. If it wasn't absorbed, then it's asur. Rabbi Yossi Omer calls manchim atzichin. As long as it's still moist, it's asur. It's not moist, it's mutter. So what's the difference? What is the difference between being absorbed into the ground and being moist? Right? My nivlu, my lo nivlu. What does it mean, absorbed into the ground? If absorbed into the ground means that it's not moist anymore, that's what the Tanakhama said. Must be that absorbed into the ground means not only is it not moist, it's not even, there's no stain. So we have a machlokas tanoim, whether dry urine which left the stain is also or not. Right, my nivlu de komer Tanakhama, ilema nivlu de matvichin, lo nivlu de matvichin, if absorbed means that it's not wet anymore. And not absorbed means it's still wet. V'asur of Yoshi Lameimer calls manchim atvichin who the asur hori shuma nikur shari hainu tanakama. That's exactly what Tanakama said. Ela nivlu de ein reshuma nikur must be that the Tanakama holds nivlu means that there's no stain. Not only that it's not moist, it's no stain either. Lo nivlu de reshuma nikur, and lo nivlu means it's still a stain. V'asur of Yossi Lameimer calls manchim atvichin who the asur hori shuma nikur shari. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, it doesn't depend on the stain. As long as it's not moist, it's mutter. But only when it's moist is it asur. So we have mamash machlokas tanoim in this shaila. Is meraglayim that aren't moist, but there's still a stain, asur or not? That's the machlokas. Versus lo. The kule alma calls manashim atfichinu da asur. Everybody holds that it has to be moist. Right? The question is only parishuman nikra shari. And if it's not moist and there's a stain, it's still mutter. A stain doesn't make it awesome. The hacha v'tofeach amenas latfiach he could be nayim. The question is, how moist does it have to be? One holds that it has to be moist enough to make something else moist that will make something else moist. Tofeach amenas latfiach. It's moist enough that if something else touches it, it will become moist enough to make something else moist. That's how moist it has to be awesome. But if it's only moist, that if you touch it, your hand will become moist, but your hand will not be able then to make something else moist, not that wet, then it's mutter. And the other one holds that tofeach, even if it's not tofeach, al-manas latfiach is also mutter. So that's the machlokas. My havi aloh de meraglayim, what's l'maisa the halacha by meraglayim? Nivlu ba'aretz, if it was absorbed into the ground, yavshu al gabi avonim bechama, or it got dried out, if it wasn't, didn't get absorbed into the ground, it was on like a stone or something, didn't get absorbed, but it dried out. V'tofeach amenas latfiach, ikubinayu, tanakama boy amenas latfiach, the tanakama holds that if it's, what's it called, moist enough to make something else moist, then it's asur. Rabbi Yossi Machmer, Rabbi Yossi says no, it's, what's it called, calls manchim atfiach, even if it's moist enough, just to make something else moist, but not to carry it one step further, still asur. Okay, halacha-wise, the Rosh Paskins, that only tofeach amenas latfiach is asur, and the Rambam holds that even if it's only moist enough to make something else moist, but not to make that thing make something else moist, also asur. One passage is like the Lishna Kama, one passage like Lishna Pasur. Okay. Let's go on. Yorad litvol and yochol lalos. So the Gemara says that the person, what's it called, goes to if he can, the Balkeri, if he can go to the mikveh and get out of the mikveh
and still it'll be before Netzach Hama, then he should go to the mikveh, get out, and read Kriyishma. But if he won't get out before Netzach Hama, then he reads Kriyishma in the mikveh. So Moshe says, Lema Tana Shtamak, Rav Elezer. This Tana holds like Rav Elezer, that Zman Kriyishma finishes by Netzach Hama. Otherwise, what's the problem with Netzach Hama? You have 3 hours to read Kriyishma, right? First 3 hours of the day. The Omer ad Netzach Hama. Because otherwise, what's the big deal? Why, what's it called? You have to read Kriyishma in the mikveh if you're not going to get out by Netzach Hama. It should have said, if you're not going to get out by the third hour of the day, then you should read Kriyishma in the mikveh. If not, get out and you have 3 hours to read Kriyishma. So it must be this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar, Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar. Versus, no, Afilu Tame Rabbi Yeshua. You could even learn like Rabbi Yeshua that really Zman Kriyishma is 3 hours. The Dilma Kivasikin. But here it's talking about Vasikin. Somebody wants to be extra special, right? Then everybody agrees that extra special is reading Kriyishma like Vasikin. That you read Kriyishma right before Netzach Hama, so you can daven Shmoneh Esrei, right, with Netzach Hama. That's special Vasikin. But it has nothing to do with the laws of Kriyishma. It's not because Kriyishma has to be read before Netzach Hama. It's because Shmoneh Esrei has to be read with Netzach Hama. So in order to do that, you have to read Kriyishma before. You have to be Somat Gula L'Tvila. So Mamele, you have to say Kriyishma before Netzach Hama. But it's not because of the halachas of Kriyishma that we pass in like Rav Elezer. It's because of the extra mile of the Sikin. Tom Rav Yochanan, the Sikin, how you go and remosa imah Netzach Hama, that the Sikin used to finish Kriyishma with the rising of the sun, so you could say Shmon Esrei immediately with the rising of the sun.
Okay. You can't do that.
What?
It's not obligated to be quick.
So he'll say Kriyishma in the mikveh and then get out of the mikveh and daven Shmoneh Esrei immediately afterwards. Okay. Lema Tana Stamak Rav Elezer, Mahalocha Kamoso, and if that's the case, it's Stam Mishnah, then Mahalocha will be like Rav Elezer. You have to daven before Netzach Hama, you have to say Kriyishma before Netzach Hama. He says, no, Dimla Masikin Kamra Masnisin, Ima Netzach Hama. Abulukulei Amla Ad Sholosh Shos. Really, you could say Kriyishma to Sholosh Shos. If you want to get the mile of Vasikin, you have to do it this way. And this guy was a Vasikin, he wanted to get the mile of Vasikin. Okay, let's go on. Vim Lav, Yiskasim Mayim V'yikra. And if you won't be able to get out, so then say Kriyishma in the mikveh. Right? Cover yourself up with the water and read. Samara says, what? The Hare Libo Roesha Erva. Right, you put on the yarmulke. What's it called? The Morris says, I hari libo roes erva. Right, lemaisa, if you're in the water, usually you're in the water to your neck, okay? So your heart and your erva in the same place. Libo, that's called libo roes erva. From Rav Elazar, the itemer of acha bar abba, bar acha mishum rabbeinu, the mayim achurim shonu. The domu ka'aras michta, shalo yire libo ervaso. It's talking where it's dirty water, okay? And since the water is dirty, it's not clear, so it's considered like there's something separating between your, what's it called, it's like you're encased in earth. You're buried in earth, since it's dirty water. So it's not libo roeso erva. There's no, something separating between your erva. The water itself makes like a casing and separates your body, the top part from the bottom part. Okay. It's not like you're under the covers and it's all in one place, but it's like you're buried in the earth. You're buried in the earth, so every part of your body is covered. No part is continuous with the other part, so it's not libo roes ha'erva. Tana Rabbana, mayim tzlulin. If the water is clear, yeshe bohem ad savaro v'kori. If the water is clear, you can sit in the water till your neck and read Kriyishma. Right, we'll see in 1 second, this is problematic to what we just said. The Yeshomrim, Okrin Baragna, right? And some hold that you have to take your foot and agitate the water so a little of the dirt at the bottom of the mikveh will go into the water and then it'll become dirty water, clouded water, then it's okay to read. But if it's clear water, it's no good. Ay, v'tanakama, v'hari libo roesha erva. L'chor, according to the Tanakhama, if it's clear water, we have the problem again of libo roes ha'erva. Your erva and your heart are in the same place. And we can't say anymore that it's dirty water and what's it called, and therefore it's considered like you're encased because it's talking about clear water. Kesavra libo rosho erva mutter and a chanani. There is a what's it called an opinion that holds that libo rosho erva is mutter, and this Tana holds that there's no problem with libo rosho erva. Ay bahari ikvo rosho erva. It's not only your heart, but your heel, right, sees the erva, right? It would seem from here that that's worse than the heart. Because even if he holds libo roesha erva, but ikvo roesha erva is still problematic, right? The tzlach has a whole long thing over here that's not the case. That libo roesha erva is worse than ikvo roesha erva. Ikvo means any other part of the body, right? No part of your body can be in the same area as your erva at the same time. That's one possibility. The other one is that all parts of the body are not a problem. The only problem is your heart. Okay? And even though it appears from here the opposite, the tzlach has a way, it's not for now to go into how to explain this gemara the other way, but it's clear that if you hold ikvo roes ha'erva is aser, surely libo roes ha'erva. The opposite, though, could be. It could be libo roes ha'erva is aser, but any other part of the body that's roes ha'erva is mutter. Okay. Morris says, Kesavar ikvo roes ha'erva mutter. He holds that even other parts of the body that see your erva, we'll see what that means in a few seconds, but that are in the same proximity of the erva, they're not separated from the erva, is also mutter. Itmar, now we have a memra, ikvo roes ha'erva mutter, right? Ikvo roes ha'erva is mutter, according to everybody. Libo roes ha'erva, we saw before, is a machlokas. Some hold that libo roes ha'erva is aser, and if you're in the mikvah up to your neck, you have to make the water dirty. And others hold that even clear water is okay, because libo roes ha'erva is mutter. Ikvo roes ha'erva, any other part of the body that's in the same area of the erva and not separated, is mutter, according to everybody. Nogeya, what about if your heel is touching your erva? Right? If it's just in the same area as the erva, that may be mutter. But what if it's mamish touching your erva? You're sitting on your knees, and your heel is touching your erva. Okay? Abaya omar aser. Abaya says it's aser. Rava omar mutter. Rava says even that's mutter. Rav Zvid masni lo lahashmaisa hachi. Rav Zvid used to say over this shmaisa, this piece of Torah, the following way. Rav chinen obered rav ikka masni lo hachi. That's how Rav Zvi, the way we said it until now. Rav Chinen of Rav Ika learned it the following way. Nogeya divri hakol aser. If it your heel is touching your erva, everybody holds that's aser. Roe, if your heel is roe sa erva, Abai omar aser, Rava omar mutter. Rabbi says it's aser. And Rava says it's mutter. Lo nitna Torah, lo malachi asharis. Torah wasn't given to angels. So it's almost impossible to be careful that all the parts of your body shouldn't be in the same area as your erva. Touching, you can be careful with. But anything else, you have to be an angel to be dressed up is enough that no part of your body is in the same area as the erva. The hilchasa, the halacha is, nogeya aser, roe mutter. That when it comes to the akev at least, not the lave, any other part of the body except the heart, if it's touching the erva is aser, and if it's only in the same area as the erva, then it's mutter. Okay, so let's see now what's with the Rashi first, and then we'll see what's going on over here. The Hari Libo roes ha'erva, kasolka daitach, kol eiver she'ein darko liros es ha'erva, the roe also, b'sha shekori, batora, karinin be'velo yire b'cho ervas dover. The erva shouldn't be seen, not only with your eyes, it shouldn't be seen by any part of your body that's not normally exposed to the erva. That's what I'm looking for. Any part of your body that's exposed to your erva is also called the yire b'cho ervas dover. In you shouldn't be seen exposed your erva. So any part of the body, like your thighs or whatever, that normally are exposed to the erva, that's one thing. But if it's a part of the body that's not normally exposed to the erva, and in this situation it is, then it could be that that's aser. Lo nitna Torah l'malachim asharis, she'ein lan erva, al korcheinu yesh lanu erva. The malachim don't have any erva, so they wouldn't have any problem with these halachas. But we do have an erva. The ein onu yecholim lishonim, he calls that. It's impossible to be human and be careful of all these things, and therefore the Torah didn't aser it. Okay. Just a few halachas of libo roes ha'erva. Tosfos paskins that libo roes ha'erva is osur, lekulei alma, and ikva roes ha'erva is a machlokes, and Rabbeinu Shmaya paskins and other Rav Yoah also that libo roes ha'erva is mutter. So it's machlokes rishonim whether libo roes ha'erva is mutter or osur. The Rith also paskins that libo roes ha'erva is osur, and any other part of the body is mutter. Okay. And we explained already, even from the Gemara, it's mashma, that Ekev is worse than Lev, that Shlach as a whole, if you want to look it up, has a whole way of understanding why it's not like that. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains it's not only your heel, like we said, but any part of your body that's not normally exposed to your Erva would have the same din as Ikvo, and those who hold that Ekev is Osir would hold that any other part of the body is Osir too. The Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of the Rabboni Tzorfas, say that the one way of getting rid of libo roes ha'erva will be the following. A person standing naked, okay, and his erva is covered, and his heart is covered, because you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei like that, but just Kriya Shma you could, even with your heart's uncovered. So you're in the mikveh in clear water, and you want to now separate between your heart and your erva. So you can take your hands like this, and press them against your body, and now your heart and your erva are not in the same place, because your hands are separating. That's what the Rabbeinu Tzorfas says. However, the Trumas HaDeshen says that you can't separate your body with your body. Similarly, what we find by a yarmulke, right? You can't put your head on hand on your head and use that as a covering in place of a yarmulke because you. So you're not covering your head. You and your head are the same thing. So it's not a cover. That's what Trumas HaDeshen says. So it would seem that the Trumas HaDeshen would hold that you'd have to have some kind of begging to separate, right, not just your hands. However, the Beis Yosef seems to say the following. When it comes to covering, so you can't cover yourself with yourself, so your hand can't be a yarmulke, okay? And it could be the Trumas HaDeshen is not talking about where you're separating between your heart and your body, but what he's talking about is when you have to cover your heart. We had before that when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, your heart has to be covered. So you can't put your hand over your heart and call that covering, just like you can't put your hand over your head and call that covering. But where it's talking about separating, not covering, and you want to separate the top part of your body from the bottom part of your body, then if you pressure with your hands, that's also called separating. You're not covering, you're separating. So it could be that everybody holds, that's okay. That when you separate your body, you can do it even with your own body. When you cover your body, it can't be with your own body. Okay. In addition, the Shaila, whether this libo roes ha'erva is part of the pasuk lo yira b'cho erva's dover, Rashi is mashmas min haTorah, that just as much as you can't see erva when you have, say, divrei Torah or whatever, you can't be exposed to erva, and the Shach and the Taz both learn that libo roes ha'erva is only derabbanan. It's not really part of the pasuk, it's a derabbanan. Even if it's osur, it's only osur derabbanan. There's another big shaila, the Or Cheschayim has, but this applies to women or not. Does libo roes ha'erva apply to a woman or doesn't apply to a woman? The Or Cheschayim says it doesn't apply, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens b'shem yesh omrin, that the libo roes ha'erva doesn't apply to women. It implies that there are others who argue on that, and there are, the Ravid, the Bach, argue that, it applies to women too. What's the Shaila? A woman, right, when she stands up straight, so her heart, if it had eyes, couldn't see her erva, okay? Because it's, by the nature of her body, it's not in vision of her heart, okay? On the other hand, the shaila of libaros erva, what does it mean? Does it mean if your heart had eyes, it could see your erva? Right, then by a woman it doesn't apply. Or does it mean your heart and your erva have nothing separating, so your erva is exposed to your heart, not vision-wise, just that there's nothing separating. If that's the case, then by a woman it applies too. So that's the shaila. Libo roes ha'erva. It's exposed to the same area as your heart without a hefsek, or your heart could see it if your heart could see. Okay, that's
not kamina by a fat person.
What? Not kamina by?
A fat person. Even by a man.
Could be. Could be. If there are people that fat, sumo wrestlers. Okay. Okay. Now another shaila. Libo roe ervas acherim. Okay? You have a person whose erva is exposed, and you can't see it, right? But your body is in the same place. In other words, your head is out here somewhere, and your body is in the same proximity as somebody else's erva. So your heart is exposed to somebody else's erva. So if the idea is that you could, what's it called, if your heart had eyes, it could see erva, then somebody else's erva is the same thing. But if the idea is there's nothing separating between your erva and your heart, that only applies to you. It doesn't apply to somebody else's erva for sure. There is something separating between your heart and his erva, space, right? So you're not connected to his erva, whatever. Here, the idea is that it's all one body and there's nothing separating. There it's two bodies, so it's obviously separating. So there's machlokas type of libo roa erva sacherim. The tour brings down that it's aser, and the mechaber doesn't bring down this, only the ramah. So with lechor it's machlokas whether libo roa erva sacherim is mutter or not. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Omar Rav, soa ba'ashoshis mutter likros kriyash makinegda. Erva ba'ashoshis, osur likros kriyash makinegda. Okay, the case is like this. Ashoshis is a lantern, but it means a glass case. You have soa, right, in a glass case. Okay, they have a museum exhibit, right, on different kinds of soa, and they have them in glass cases. So you're in the museum looking at this soa exhibit, and it's encased in glass, so it's mutter to read kriyashma in the museum, okay. On the other hand, if they have an exhibit on erva, right, in glass cases, that's also to read kriyashma. Okay. Just making it, you know, relevant. The
is soa only concerned with human soa or?
No, we had it yesterday. Which kinds of soa? Okay. Now the Gemara explains why. Erva bashoshis. Tzoa ba'ashoshis mutter likros kriyashma kenegda, the tzoa b'kisui talya milsa. When it comes to tzoa, the Torah said, the kisisa seyosecha, you should cover up that which you excrete. And it's covered. V'ho nichsa. Doesn't say you can't see it. By erva, it says, lo yire v'cho erva, so you shouldn't see it. Right? But by tzoa, it just says it has to be covered. So it's covered. It doesn't have to be covered with something opaque, even with something translucent, transparent. Erva ba'ashoshis aser likros kriyash makinegda v'lo yira b'cho ervas dover rachmona. The Torah said you shouldn't see it. V'ha k'michshazi, and you can see it. Om Rabbaya. Okay, so that's what's it called. Let's just see this thing. The Rosh says that since by Tzoa it says v'hoya machanecha kadosh, your camp should be kadosh, right? The Rosh says that here it's not in your camp. Really, you need both things. Re'iyah, but it has to be in your camp that you're seeing it when it comes to Tzoa, right? By Erva, it just says, lo yira b'cho erva s'dover. It doesn't say, machanecha, right? By Tzoa, it's called machanecha. So the Rosh holds it really, Tzoa also is an idea of seeing. But here, the seeing has to be within your camp. But if it's covered up, right, even something that you could see, but it's covered, it's out of your camp. The Ramban and the Rashba say that Bechlau, what's it called, Riya is not a factor by Tzoa, like Rashi says. Because by Tzoa it says Vichisisa, you should cover it. And by what's it called, by Erva it says Riya, you can't see it. Okay. Nafgamina would be, what happens if it's not in your Machaneh, but you can see it? Right? For instance, you put up a mechitza, and it's also not covered. No, but it's not covered. In other words, if the idea is, once it's covered, the Torah, you're covered from the Torah, because the Torah said, you should cover it. So, even if it's transparent, if it's covered, that, by tzoa, takes it out of the problem. But if, yes. Oh, yeah, we had to give that to machlokas yesterday. We mentioned this machlokas, but that's the nafgamina. You put up a mechitza, and you can see the tzoa. If the idea is that once it's out of your machane, then there's no problem. It's out of your machane. And soa has nothing to do with seeing. It has to do with, is it in your machane? It's not in your machane. But if the idea is that soa also can't be seen, but here the Torah said as long as it's covered, it's good enough. Even if you can see it, but it's covered, covering is good enough. But covering is not a mechitza. You didn't cover it with the mechitza. It's only the mechitza separate. When you cover it in a lantern, you put it in a lantern, that's not a mechitza, that's covered. So then it's what's a called different story. So the nafkamina with thee, there's a mechitza that doesn't cover the tzoa, but it separates you from the tzoa, and you can still see it. Is that good enough or not?
What's considered machanecha?
An erva, a what?
What's considered machanecha?
Something that doesn't, that's separated from you. Okay. Erva bashoshis, okay, which is totally beria. So now here we have this shayla we've mentioned all along. We'll see that what we've been mentioning is not lekulei alma. The Mordechai brings a Yerushalmi that when it says you shouldn't see erva, it doesn't mean literally seeing it. It means any erva that's in your line of vision that under normal circumstances you could have seen is usher, even if right now you can't see it. Example, it's nighttime. You close your eyes. Okay? Lamaisa, it's within your line of vision. Right? So even if it's nighttime or you close your eyes, it's what's it called? It's usher. The Rashbats holds that closing your eyes helps. You have to mamash see it. And if you don't see it, even if you don't see it because you close your eyes, it's mutter. Okay. Shaila is the same kind of shaila in the opposite way. By erva, is there an idea of machaneh also, or it's just an idea of seeing? If both things apply, then it has to be that what's it called, that you not only don't see it, but it's not within your line of vision to be able to see it. If it's just seeing, then if you don't see it, you don't see it. L'maisa l'halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's mutter if you close your eyes, or it's at night, or if you turn your face away. The Rambam just says if you turn your face away is okay. Shaila, that's better than closing your eyes. Because the truth is that since your body is facing towards the erva and your face is like this, that could be still called within your line of vision. Because maisa, the way your body's facing, your head should be facing that way too. So just turning your head, but if you turn your body around, then it's for sure not in your line of vision. So it could be the Rambam would hold the same thing if you close your eyes. Turning your head away is the same thing as closing your eyes. Others hold no. Closing your eyes, it's mamish. If you open your eyes, you'd see it. Turning your head is already not in your line of vision. That's also good enough. Even if you hold it, closing your eyes doesn't help. Turning your head away does help. That's also a shayla. Okay. We'll try to catch up with this tomorrow. To finish the